This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the government's vision to empower rural India by transforming villages into vibrant centers of growth and opportunity. The Prime Minister highlighted that since 2014, the government has been continuously serving rural India with the priority of providing a dignified life to the people of the villages. The Prime Minister made these remarks while addressing the gathering after inaugurating the six-day Grameen Bharat Mahotsav, which is being held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Mr. Modi said that the launch of the PM Janamana Yojana for the development of tribal areas is ensuring equal rights for regions that were deprived of development for decades. Addressing the event, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that several schemes are being implemented for the welfare and economic empowerment of the poor, farmers, youth and women. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government will bear the cost of transportation and storage to bridge the price gap between producing and consuming states. During a review meeting with the agriculture ministers of the states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Chauhan informed that this year the growth rate of the agriculture sector and allied sectors is likely to be between 3.5% and 4%. The minister also informed that under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, an amount of around 3.46 lakh crore rupees has been distributed to 11 crore farmers in 18 installments. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has highlighted that draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 have provisions to protect citizens' data and safeguard their rights. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, the minister said that the draft rules consist of three major components. These are the provisions to protect the personal data of citizens, the measures to prevent digital risks that children may face, and the provisions to enable citizens to easily exercise their rights. Senior scientist and one of the key architects of India's nuclear program, Dr. Rajagopala Chidambaram, passed away in the early hours yesterday at a hospital in Mumbai. He was 88 and had been unwell for several days. Dr. Chidambaram played a pivotal role in shaping India's nuclear weapons program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed condolences on the demise of senior scientist Dr. Rajagopal Chidambaram. In Bihar, the three-day-long celebrations of Prakash Utsav to mark the 358th birth anniversary of the 10th and last Sikh Guru, Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj, began at Takht Shri Harmandir Sahib in Patna city yesterday. The Takht Shri Harmandir Sahib is the birthplace of Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj. Today, a grand Nagar Kirtan will be held, which will conclude at Takht Shri Harmandir Sahib. Union Home Minister Amit Shah met Jaggi Vasudev, famously known as Sadguru, the founder of Isha Foundation based in Coimbatore, Tamil Nadu, yesterday. In a social media post, the Home Minister wrote, "He was delighted to meet Shri Sadguru Jaggi Vasudev Ji. He had a discussion about Indian spirituality and its role in transforming societies." U.S. Department of State has notified Congress of a planned $8 billion U.S. dollar arms sale to Israel. An American official revealed to the media that weapons consignment, which needs approval from House and Senate committees, includes air-to-air missiles to be used against airborne threats, including drones. For the second consecutive day, a thick layer of fog covered North India, dropping temperatures and disrupting train and flight operations due to reduced visibility in several states yesterday. Indian Railways said nearly 40 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 5 hours. Meanwhile, the Delhi airport issued an advisory for passengers to contact airlines for update. At least 45 flights, including international and domestic, have been cancelled at IGI Airport in New Delhi due to ongoing dense fog and bad weather conditions. In Hockey India League, team Gonasika secured their first win in the tournament, beating Hyderabad Tufans 3-1 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last evening. In another match, Srachirad Bengal Tigers clinched a comfortable 4-1 win against the Delhi SG Pipers at the same venue. In cricket, India were 141 for 6 in their second innings against Australia at stumps on day 2 of the decisive 5th and final test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy. And that is the end of this news bulletin.